My name is Johan Rodwy. I'm from the University of Zurich at the Institute of Biomedical Ethics. I'm a second year PhD student there. My thesis title is The Ethics of Human Enhancement and the Ideal Self. There's a heated debate going on in bioethics that looks at the ethics of enhancing human functioning beyond what is considered normal. This is about the possibility, with new and future technology, of transforming humans into some sort of superhumans who'll be healthier, smarter, and live longer. Think of Superman. This debate has been polarized into two camps: the bioconservative, who are against enhancement, and the bioliberals, who are more permissive towards it. Some hardcore bioliberals, known as transhumanists, advocate for radical changes, such as stopping aging, uploading our minds to computers, or exchanging our natural limbs for better artificial ones. In this debate, bioconservatives have shown that the often used ethical notion of safety, justice, and autonomy are not enough to evaluate these enhancements. So they have built another framework based on an ideal of how a perfect human should be, and from this ideal they reject enhancement because it will be a hindrance for people to live up to the ideal. Bioliberals are not convinced by this argument. For them, such an ideal doesn't exist. And even if it did, it should not be imposed on others. They don't think of enhancement as moving towards an ideal, but only as an improvement from what was beforehand. My project questioned whether bioliberals are convincing. It seems that even while remaining agnostic about an ideal self, they embrace an ideal imposed by technology. I think it might be helpful to think of the goal of enhancement. But I'm also critical of bioconservatives who have one ideal that should apply to everyone. I wouldn't impose on people my view of the ideal self, but unlike bioliberals, I recognize that the ideal self influences what people desire to enhance. I have much more work to do, but for now I'm happy for anyone to enhance and become the next Captain America, but worry that someone else will choose to become Red Skull, his most dangerous enemy. I would like to thank the Swiss National Science Foundation, who is funding my work, and a good friend of mine, Michael Bertry, a PhD student at the University of Toronto, who has edited the first draft of this presentation.